On AM 930 WEOL.
Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas with you up until 5 o'clock tonight. It's got the first football, high school football schedule for you. It's a crazy day here at AM 930 WEOL. A lot going on today. We've had a couple different remotes, and it's been a very interesting week, to say the least. But I'll tell you what, it's been a really interesting week over at the site of the brand new Ely Stadium. And one of the gentlemen at the forefront of that entire project, Sean Murphy, he joins us right now on the hotline. Sean, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you guys so much for having me on the show.
Boy, I'll tell you what, when you put all this together, and I know today, you know, for you guys, it's pretty hectic. There's a lot of, you know, last-second things that are going on right now, getting close to kickoff. At what point do you get a chance to actually appreciate what you guys have put together at that beautiful new facility?
I think that time will come later on tonight when we see those bleachers completely packed and we see that football being kicked off for the first time and seeing all the excitement in everybody's eyes. I think that's when it will really become a reality for us.
Yeah, no question about that. I think tonight you're right. When you get that first game under your belt and you've got all the excitement, everything's really awesome. Everybody's having a great time. I think, sure, that's when you guys first get the opportunity to appreciate all your hard work. But, you know, I think also when you take a look at the process of construction, you just never know what you're going to get along the way. And, you know, the weather can certainly move things around. It can certainly throw some curveballs at you. For you guys, you know, this summer has been somewhat mild, but I know a lot of that kind of stuff can certainly change the process a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. We ran into some weather delays at the beginning of the project when we had an extended winter. We had a very wet springtime, and then the past few months has also been exceptionally rainy for us. What that does for us, it makes it difficult to start to build on top of anything because it really kind of damages your sub base that you need to put your foundations or your asphalt roadways on. So we did have a lot of weather to work around, but thankfully all of our guys really stepped up here over the course of the past few weeks. We had our guys all working 80 hours a week in order to get this thing done and kicked off. So we are not 100% complete out here, but we have a majority of it in, and it looks great so far.
Again, we're talking with Sean Murphy, project manager for the brand new Ely Stadium, which opens up tonight. It'll be Elyria taking on Avon Lake. Matt and I were over there a little bit earlier today to kind of take in some of it. And, you know, I think it'll be a lot of fun for those who attend tonight. And we've mentioned earlier, you know, if you're going to this thing, bring some patience to the table because it is a new complex. Obviously, there are going to be some things that definitely need to be ironed out. But, Sean, as you guys are putting this thing together, as you guys are constructing this, you know, are there some elements of this new place that really kind of stand out to you, that make you think, man, this is really something special?
Oh, absolutely. And to be honest, I think it's everything. If you look at the bleachers, it's a brand-new bleacher system, top of the line. If you're up at the top and you're looking down at the field, you see a beautiful field out there, all turf. And the thing for me that really caps it off is the audio and visual. The scoreboard out here is second to none, and the sound quality is so perfect that you could host a concert out here.
Very cool stuff. Well, the video board absolutely stands out. We didn't get a chance to sample any of the audio, but boy, that video board is really something special. That's actually been up for a little while, hasn't it?
It has been erected about 2 weeks ago, and we were just able to power it up as of 2 days ago.
Very nice.
So one of the last things that came in, yes.
And you had talked about the bleachers also. What kind of capacity are we talking about? When Matt and I walked in there earlier, boy, the capacity on the home side certainly stood out. But, boy, even on the other side, for the visiting side, there's a lot of room over there.
Absolutely. So you're looking at about 3,000 people for the home stands, 1,000 for the visitors, and roughly 250 for the band bleachers in the southern end zone.
And beyond the visitor's side, I mean, there was some area that right now just kind of looks like mud. Are there plans to develop that? What's supposed to go in over there?
Yeah, so behind the visitors' pad, we actually have two practice soccer fields going in. And behind the home bleachers, we have two practice football fields going in. So still a little bit of work to do, but when it's all done, there's going to be a lot of room out here and a lot of areas for these kids to practice and play on.
Will those be turf too, or are those going to be grass?
Those will be grass.
Okay.
Very cool stuff. And I know this is the beginning of a very large phase with this new athletic complex. But, you know, tonight certainly is going to be a special night. And, you know, Sean, you mentioned earlier you guys will probably get to a chance to appreciate all of the hard work, you know, once you see the result of tonight with people coming in having a great time. You know, for those who are wondering, driving by the facility, they're probably thinking, yeah, there's a game tonight, but there's still a whole lot of construction going on. What kinds of things come in last minute? I mean, I always find it fascinating because every project is different, but for you guys, what kinds of things happen at the facility last minute?
For us, the big things are still the site work, so it still looks a little bit unfinished with all the dirt kind of scattered throughout the site. And again, the rain kind of hampered our ability to really finish those things off. So we're waiting for a good patch of clear, dry weather in order to finish that. We also have tennis courts here that we are just now getting ready to construct. So just north of where the existing field house is, there is a big patch of dirt that looks like it's completely under construction, which it is. And here in about 2 weeks, we're going to start erecting the asphalt for the tennis courts. And then as far as last minute, we had a couple of mechanical, some plumbing, electrical, HVAC things that we had to get ironed out. And so we finished those off actually yesterday and completed our final inspections this morning.
Looking at the project, when phase one further down the line, but when phase one and phase two are eventually completed, essentially this is going to be where Elyria can do all their sports, correct?
That is correct. Everything. You will have football, soccer, band, tennis courts, and baseball and softball fields.
Again, we're talking with Sean Murphy, project manager of the brand new Ely Stadium that opens up tonight with the Pioneers playing host to the Avon Lake Shoremen. Well, Sean, I think what also was highlighted when we were taking a tour of the facility earlier today, it really looks like a state-of-the-art high school facility immediately when you walk in. The design you guys put together from the second you walk through the gates, you know, you've got the brand new facilities up with the restrooms and the concession stands, and not only that, but like the locker rooms as well, the training facility. If you can, kind of walk us through what makes those special and what's going to make those a part of this state-of-the-art facility.
You're right. So the entryway alone is probably one of my favorite pieces here. There's five decorative trellis. So as you enter into the complex, you're actually walking underneath these trellis. And you come to a circle bench seating area. And right in the middle of that, kind of at the last minute, we had an inspiration. The school district did to put in Pioneers and block letters across the entranceway as a photo opportunity and a place for people to kind of hang out. So right there, it really kind of sets the tone for the rest of the facility. And you're 100% correct. The locker rooms that are in here, the lockers are excellent. The showers, everything in here is absolutely brand new and all kind of state-of-the-art. The training room has whirlpools and massage tables. I mean, really, it's a very nice facility.
Yeah, no question about that. And I know at least in the early stages of this process, when we walked in earlier, there weren't a ton of folks there, but I know tonight you guys are really encouraging folks to take full advantage of the shuttles being provided by the Elyria City School System. They're telling people to take the shuttles that'll begin at 5:30, park over at the Performing Arts Center. Now, I know parking is something that right now there's not going to be a whole lot of it over there, but moving forward, I know that's a big, big part of the plan to put more parking spaces out there, correct?
That is correct, yes. That is something that we are currently looking at and trying to figure out ways to put some more parking spaces in here.
Very cool stuff. Well, Sean, we know you guys are absolutely slammed today, so we really do appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by and shedding some light on this brand-new facility. It looks fantastic. You guys did a wonderful job with it.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
Thank you, Sean. Again, Sean Murphy, the project manager of the brand-new Ely Stadium. They will lift the lid on that brand new facility tonight. We will have the call for you here on AM 930 WEOL. Tim Alcorn will have the play-by-play. Our coverage begins at 6:30, and that'll be at WEOL.com Stream 1. Also our radio game, Avon Lake and Elyria. Let's get to a break coming up here in just a moment. We will hear from Bruce Vail. He'll tell you what's going on with your money. Matt Douglas will tell you what's going on with the local news. And then Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram will join us at 4:10. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.